Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Bill. Tonight's show is the second part in Forbidden Earth Knowledge. And if you have anything you'd like to share with us tonight, any strange experiences, anything unusual, any real-life glitches, anything you want to share with us, please give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. Remember to like us on Facebook. We will be having a drawing for a free 30-minute reading when we reach 250 fans. So go to our page and like us on Facebook. Grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the show.
happy Tuesday, everybody. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Nunu, and today's topic, like Bill said, is going to be about forbidden earth knowledge, things that we are probably not supposed to know, or at least that's how we feel. If you want to give us a call to talk about the topic or to get caught up with previous readings or just whatever it is that you need to unload, give us a call at 347-215-8421. So, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Well, what's been going on the past week? There was a sad news of the lead singer of Suicide Silence died in a motorcycle accident this past week or earlier in the month, which is sad news. I bought a zapper, a parasite zapper. It was probably about, I think I bought it for maybe a week and a half now. And this one's actually based on Don Cross' design. There's also a Dr. Hulda Clark's design for the Parasite Zapper, which is, if nobody's ever heard of it, it's like a unit with two copper ends. Either you hold them in your hand or you can get like a little, I've got like a mini zapper, which is like a little black box, and it's got two copper coins on it. And you put it against your skin and it transmits, it's got a battery in it, and it transmits a certain frequency and a certain amount of hertz through your body, like a little voltage, and it's supposed to help people get rid of parasites and clear up a lot of things. There's some testimonials online if you ever want to check them out, how it's cleared up people's sinus problems, how it's cleared up like eczema and candida. I've had this, I've been put on when I get home from work for a couple of hours each night. I've had some unusual side effects yesterday, and I'm not going to go into detail about it, but I think something's working anyway. And to be honest with you, my eyesight, it seems to be a bit better, because I was having a problem with things being a bit blurred at a distance, but it was intermittent, so I knew it wasn't my eyesight as such, and that seems to clear up a little bit, and I feel like I've got a bit more energy than usual. So it's definitely doing something. So if anybody wants to investigate that, that's the Parasite Zapper, or you can go to the website World Without Parasites. And basically, it's people have these parasites in their body they're not aware of, and it may be holding them back or making them feel ill.
Mm-hmm.
And people, like I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, there was one person on the testimonial that said they were pulling little white slugs out of their gums.
Mm-hmm.
And people are having tapeworms coming out of them that they weren't aware of. So,
yeah, we had that caller a couple of weeks ago that said some pretty great stuff.
The show they didn't store for some reason. Was his name Dave?
Yeah.
I think. But the show, something happened, I think. The powers that be were trying to get us off the air, and they cut us off after 20 minutes, and we came back on, but the rest of the show wasn't stored for some reason, so the whole thing didn't store in the archives. But so yeah, that's what's been going on. I don't know whether you're aware, but saw the a video clip of somebody who was on the Antiques Roadshow with one of those Indian blanket things, like Indian wrap things. And did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Anyway, he took it there, and he said on a good day you might get $500,000 for it.
Did it have smallpox?
What?
That was a really bad joke.
Why? Did I miss something?
I said, did it have smallpox? Or are you talking about the other kind of Indian? You talking about Native American?
Yes.
Okay. Then the joke is good. Did it have smallpox? Oh, never mind.
Anyway, I'm lost.
When you guys came here When not you guys, because it wasn't the British people that did it. It was the Spaniards, I suppose, that came over.
Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus. What was he, Italian or Spanish? He was Italian. Both of them. Isn't that the same thing? Anyway, just kidding. Well, anyway, when they came over, they gave people blankets that had smallpox on them.
Did they? All right, I wasn't aware of this.
Yeah, and that's okay. Everybody else got it, but anyway,
everybody else got smallpox.
Oh, the joke.
So anyway, there was this man who saw that TV program, and he was recently disabled. I think he had one of his legs amputated, and he was struggling for work, and he couldn't pay for his house, and that. Anyway, he went to get one of these. He had one of these. And he went to get a review. He thought he'd get like $20,000 or something for him. And the bloke, the antiques dealer, told him that it's going to be, he might be able to get like $100,000 or $200,000 for it. And he couldn't believe it, you know, because he was struggling in life. Anyway, they took it to an auction, and it came to, I think he got over $1 million for it.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a good. So, that's a happy ending.
Yeah. So he's. He's pretty sorted for life now, by the sound of it, with regards to finances. So, you know, so anything interesting from the past week that you have to share? Anything you've been looking into?
Well, you know, we started watching that movie the other day, and so I started getting that Bigfoot movie.
The
Lost Coast Tapes.
Lost Coast Tapes, yeah.
So I kind of got this hair up my butt to look into Bigfoot. Which, of course, takes you to werewolves, and then, of course, takes you to, you know, just the whole list of them, a whole list of like, there's some octopus, and supposed to be an octopus in Texas, some in one of the lakes. But you made a really good point about how creatures that big in lakes wouldn't make sense because they have to have a food source.
Yeah, that if it was a lake that was closed off.
Right.
With no access to the sea.
Right.
An animal of, you know, a creature that's going to be huge is going to be eating all the fish up and that before they have a chance to reproduce again.
Right.
You know? Unless, of course, they're vegetarian.
And then they can eat the carrots and the salad down there.
That's right.
And so...
tofu.
They can eat the tofu and the rice.
Yeah.
The peanut butter and the jelly sandwich.
But then again, like I said, I mean, the giant panda was considered a myth up until about 140 years ago, so it doesn't, you know, it shows you, you know, could be anything out there that's, you know, not discovered. I mean, like Bigfoot, Sasquatch, whatever you want to call them. I'm sure there's another name as well.
Well, you know, one of the legends behind Sasquatch is that they are actually guardians between this world and the other world.
Right.
And so their role is actually supposed to be that of protector.
Well, have you heard of any big feet attacking anybody? I don't think I've really heard Bigfoot attacking anybody. I know there was one case where somebody living in a cabin in the woods, and there was like a load of them surrounded the cabin and were being a bit rowdy, you know. But
they were having a party.
Or maybe anybody that's got attacked by it hasn't lived to tell the story. But there is an episode on Paranormal Witness, actually. Did you see that one with the Bigfoot? Isn't it?
I don't think so.
Well, like, season 2 of Paranormal Witness has just come out here. I think it's been out for a couple of years, but that was it's called Man in the Attic. That was pretty strange, but I'd seen footage of that before with like weird ectoplasm stuff dripping down the walls. There's some proper footage of that as well, and also somebody goes up in the attic and they get something they get strangled with something. The proper footage is still out there. Although they didn't show it all on the Paranormal Witness program for some reason. I don't know. Talking about strange things, forbidden knowledge, mysteries, you know. I can't find the proper story, but there is similar things online about somebody years ago. I think it was maybe in the 30s. Don't know what they were doing. Like I said, I couldn't find the proper story again. But they broke open a rock, and there was a live frog in the middle of it. And it makes you wonder how it managed to survive. How? I mean, you know, that's a bit of a mystery. If it is true, how on earth this frog could have been inside this rock that had been broken open, you know, all this time? Because, of course, it wouldn't have been as something that happened over a weekend.
Right.
But there's a picture online of a frog inside of a rock, but it's more like a mummified one. So it's, you know, it's dead. But it was interesting, somebody in the from a Morrison's store over here, they found a 6-inch long lizard in their salad, the bag of salad that they got from the supermarket. Let's see what it says here. Well, it doesn't really say what kind of lizard it is, but we don't really get that many lizards over here, so maybe it was a sandwich lizard. But we only get newts and stuff like that. But people find tarantulas and bananas and all the time, don't they? You know, when you get eating your banana and you don't eat the bottom bit because you think there's going to be spider eggs in it.
I have never, ever had that fear, and now I will.
Oh, okay. There's a new food for Louie. Food for Louie on YouTube. If you're very squeamish, don't go. If you anyway, he's eaten a live tarantula the last time. It was.
Oh my goodness! What is he doing?
It's crazy.
He's absolutely crazy.
We've got some stuff to read out in a bit. I found this a few years ago about somebody who was reporting some reality glitches. Now, I read it a couple of years ago. I've had to skim read it again, but I'm going to read it out in a bit. You'll have to bear with me, though, because I can't miss out bits that I feel I can miss out because I've not had a chance to read it, because where I work, they've blocked the website.
Really?
So I can read that out in a bit. It's quite long, but it's like real life glitches, like you would in a game, or, you know, I mean,
right.
I think I've mentioned this before with cars, which are, it's not deja vu, but the same car goes
like
past
a reset,
within a few
right.
seconds. Yeah, yeah, like
the reset.
Yeah.
Reset in the Matrix.
And there was also another time when I was doing the... See, a lot of these things happen when you notice these strange things when you're not really got your mind on anything in particular. Like I was doing the dishes, looking out the kitchen window, just watching the traffic outside, and I saw this car with a tanned-looking brunette woman in the driver's seat, sat there, and then all of a sudden, without me taking my eyes off her, she turned into a light-skinned, blonde-haired woman. Now, is that a glitch or what? I don't know what that would be.
Wow.
It's a
glitch.
Yeah.
It's a glitch.
Well, I think I told you about this, but when I was in work last week, I think it was Thursday, I was sat upstairs in my workplace eating my lunch, just looking at my phone. And I was aware of somebody coming back from the office, walking along the landing down these
mm-hmm.
few steps and come to stand next to me. Didn't take my eyes off my phone, so I was looking at some photo editing software. And I turned to say to him, hey, what do you think of this photo here that I've edited? And there was nobody there. But I did see somebody in the corner of my eye, not just for a second or two, go flashing by, but walking the full length of this landing in front mm-hmm. of me, coming down the steps and then walking and standing next to me.
And then they were gone.
Yeah, and there was nobody there. That's another unexplained mystery of the shadow people, where I know whether you've ever had this. A lot of people have it. You're lying in bed at night or whatever, and you see the shadow go through your room, your bedroom or something. That's supposed to be a phenomenon that I need to investigate some more. But apparently they call it shadow people. But if you get easily scared, then I don't think you should investigate that.
Or sleep with the light on.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So there will not be any
shadows. Make sure there's no shadows in your bedroom.
Right.
So, there you go.
We're going to take a break and we're going to take a call. I've had a lot of people calling and then hanging up. So I guess we probably should take a call. We're going to talk to 718 when we get back from our break. But it, like I said, if anybody has any stories they want to talk about, any creatures, I can't even.
You'll get it right in a minute. It's not that long. The word's not that long. Cryptid. Cryptozoology.
Yes. Give us a call and share it. The number's 347-215-8421. And this is Broken Earth Radio Show. We will be back.
Hi. My name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu. Thank you.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
Welcome back to the Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Nunu and Bill, and we are taking a caller, the caller from 718. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Nunu. Hi, Bill.
Hiya.
Yeah. I called a couple of months ago. I spoke to you, Nunu, and it was regarding housing. That's my question. I haven't received, you know, any notice about, you know, an apartment. Can you tell me what's happening in this area?
Okay, and what's your name?
Celine.
Celine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Celine, if you would just kind of relax for me. And let's see what's going on with your housing situation. Okay. Okay. All right. So there is something, you know, I'm trying to basically see what's happening, find the bridge, whatever, because I do see you finally hearing from someone. And we're basically looking at a conflict, though, being the upside down Knight of Swords. Now, what that means in layman terms is it could be something criminal that's happened. It can be the Knight of Swords, honestly, is right side up. This represents someone who's trying to fight for what's right. So even if it's not necessarily something that has to do with legal things, it could represent whoever's advocating for you not working on this right now. Now, currently what you're being told is there's a little delay because of conflict. But eventually, you have a stack of things to contend with, or whoever this person is has a stack of people they get to when you're one of them. And then it says, rest on your laurels. You'll see their celebration and reciprocation, which means whatever you put out, you're finally receiving it back. Okay? Now, in forms of a timeline, one of the things that's kind of frustrating is that it doesn't look like it's going to be this month. And next month is where I have effort placed, except it looks like it's delayed. So it may be closer to the end of December. But it does look like it's happening. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it does look like it's happening. It just looks like it's, you know, actually, when we spoke before, how quickly did it look like you were going to be getting your housing squared away?
You asking me?
Yeah.
Did it seem far off?
Or when did it look like it was going to happen? Do you remember?
Actually, around the time that I spoke with you.
It looked like it was going to be around that same point? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I reached out to so many different, you know, agencies.
Okay. You know? Okay. Well, it does look like it's still happening, but here, the conflict between you and the housing looks like there's something that's going on with the sword, which represents the fight, or even, you know, it's just the momentum behind it. And then when we get to the next step, which is just December, what we're seeing here is there's delay, but it still looks like it's happening. Okay, so your housing situation will get squared away.
Oh, okay.
Just a little bit further off. Just
right.
A little bit further off than what we hoped for. Okay.
Right.
All right, dear. All right, well, Celine, it's been good talking to you, and you hang in there.
the same with you. It's been good.
Okay, dear.
God
okay.
bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, a little bit off topic, but a topic that we kind of talked about last week. What are they saying over in your area about our election?
Well, you see, I don't watch the news.
Yeah.
I just look on alternative news websites, which a lot of them are based in the U.S. anyway. The last thing I saw today was votes were stolen. Well, thing is, there was problems with the voting machines, wasn't there? So when everybody went to vote for Mitt Romney, it kept voting for Obama.
No, I don't know anything about that.
Nine times or so before they managed to get Mitt Romney.
What's funny about that is that everybody was saying, when we win, talking about Romney people, all those Obama people are going to say that we stole votes, and now they're doing it.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Either way, it's just crazy town. But yeah, there was some stuff that was going on with Florida.
I mean, what do you do if you don't want to vote for either? You know, not vote.
Well, you can. There's options to choose from of other candidates.
Yeah, but they didn't get through, did they? Like Ron Paul, they even cut him out in the news and whatever percentage he got. You know, because it would have been too dangerous for him to get into the presidential role.
I don't even know if he was on the ballot, to be honest.
Well, he should have been. But yeah, I mean, I just look on the alternative websites, listen to Alex Jones, and look on the David Icke headlines. Before it's news.com, you know, some of Russia Today. You know.
Well,
there was talk about, you know, riots, because whoever won, and Anonymous, the group Anonymous, was supposed to be blowing somewhere up. But the problem with Anonymous is, how do you know it was coming from the actual group? How do you know it wasn't just somebody? I mean, I could do the same. I could, you know, put the mask on and record a video from home, and they wouldn't know whether it was generally coming from the Anonymous group or not. You know what I mean?
That's true. But, you know, yeah, people were rioting. There was, I really don't watch the news much either. But in Mississippi, some kids on, you know, at Ole Miss, some of the students at Ole Miss were all mad about it. And, I mean, it's just, and then, what's his name? On Fox News, I can't remember that guy's name. Anyway,
Fix News.
he was talking about how, you know, the country's just different now and people want things and it's just not the same as it was and blah, 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 blah. And the way he was talking, he is trying to get people riled up for some freaking helter skelter. He's trying to get people ready to start battle. He's trying. I mean, it's just nuts. It's the stuff that people are talking about and saying and becoming just completely angry about and talking, you know, and just about how, you know, white people, and not even talking about white people by race, but just as a whole group based upon color, are the minority. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just so tiresome. So I just can't watch the news really. And so many of these things that just really are not important when it really comes down to the brass tacks, but it's what people are drowning in, and it allows, you know, those out there that really want control of whatever it is they have control of, which is basically our money. They throw us crumbs to squabble over while they continue to do whatever it is that they want to do.
Yeah.
So it's
not going to get any better.
I know, but the thing is, it's actually even nuttier, and I know some people get mad at me when I say this, because I know you got frustrated with me one time. But it just doesn't matter. I mean, when it comes down to people, occupying this and occupying that, I mean, the cause is awesome, but there just is no... There's no final answer. There's no supreme being out there with something to answer to. I mean, sure, we could become homeless, but when it boils down to it, they'll just keep writing checks, and we'll just keep cashing them. But there's no final authority on any of this stuff. It's all an illusion.
Yeah, whoever's in charge, you know, it's not going to make a difference, I guess. Because I don't believe the president themselves is the ones that's actually in charge.
Well, they're not. The president's not in charge.
So, you know.
The president that the United States has right now is in place because, I had this conversation with my mother, and of course she thinks that I'm probably just whacked out. But, the people need to be governed by someone that they feel looks like them. And so, you know, that's just basically what's happening at this point. You know, they're just looking for someone who's versatile to do their work so that, you know, we the people will listen and will follow. But you know what? We have to do what we got to do to make it through each 4 years. So we attend the fight, we watch the grandstanding, and we watch the pomp and circumstance, and, you know, we fight the fight, and we participate in it, but in reality, it's just, the beat goes on.
Yeah, I was trying to find the video I watched about Obama, and showing the numbers of, you know, how things have got worse since, you know, he took over Italy, how he made things worse than George Bush was dealing with things, you know.
Well, I mean, the problem is with all that information is it's all fine and dandy, but the thing is, it just gets worse. It doesn't matter who's in charge; it just gets worse. So there's no reason.
It's called. The name of the video on YouTube is called "Conservatism is Calling." It's only been up for about a week or two, and it's already nearly got 1.5 million views on it. But it just watch it if you can. It's called Conservatism is Calling. And
it's probably not going to make me want conservatism.
I know, of course. If you watch it though, for the figures and shows the evidence of what Obama said in the past and what he's saying now, and you know.
Well,
it's worth watching.
But he was a much better option than the crap that was being put up there. I almost feel like the stuff that the other side was just almost a joke. It's like people were sitting around going, now push this button and make them say this and see what people say next.
Right.
I mean, and the stuff that they're tossing out to us about, legitimate rape and forcing people to have babies when they've been raped and just the nonsense, the stuff that they're throwing at us is just completely insane.
Well, you know, and, somebody... Continue.
No, it's all right. I'm just...
Sorry.
The point I'm just making is that, you know, what it boils down to is that we're being governed by something else. And we, the people, want a leader that we can relate to, and that's what we have now. But regardless, they've got to step up and give us what we want. Or... You know, there you go. There you go.
Somebody got arrested and is being held by the police at the moment for uploading a photo of a burning poppy. It does look bad, but, you know, I mean, it might not be... It might mean something else to them. You know what I mean? Whoever's uploaded it. But, I mean, you've got to be careful what you say on Facebook these days because you might end up getting arrested. Whatever it is, uploading the wrong picture, putting the status if everyone thinks you're a terrorist because you've got alternative views. So.
Well, you know, there was a girl that was, like, the chick, there's some chick that they had on the news that was talking about the president being assassinated or something, and she was just, like, not taking it too seriously. But you can't say stuff like that. You can't even make a joke at the airport about having a bomb. I mean, there's just certain things that you're not supposed to say out of respect. And, you know, I mean, you're just not supposed to. And even what's his name, Ted Nugent, talking his crap. He needs to have to pay something, too. But, I mean, what it boils down to is that there's just certain things that you just don't say.
Well, there are some people who are just having their, you know, their opinion on stuff. You know, their voice and their opinion, and they might be against the bomber or whatever, not necessarily saying anything disrespectful. And the police are coming in and arresting them. You know, there was somebody from the military recently who got detained because of his views. Well, you know, freedom of speech.
Well, that's, well, the thing about freedom of speech that...
There isn't any.
Well, the thing... The thing about freedom of speech is that people are completely abusing it. Freedom of speech is not about standing around just rambling on about a bunch of BS. Freedom of speech is about having the right to be able to have an organized debate without fear of imprisonment. We're talking about an organized debate, and people have been abusing the freedom of speech by using, I can have freedom of speech in songs, and I can talk about this. I mean, that's not really what it was supposed to be about. But the thing is, the country is changing, so everything has to be changing with it. You know, the Constitution is supposed to be a living, breathing document. It's supposed to be evolving constantly. So principles and ideas have to evolve and all that stuff, too. But the premise of that freedom of speech was not about that. It was about being able to have a constructive debate without feeling like you're going to get your head chopped off.
And the right to bear arms. I mean, you know, everybody needs some arms off a bear now and then, you know.
Everybody should have sleeveless arms of bears.
But there's people on the streets opening their eyes to the truth and preaching their views of the world, and they get arrested, but somebody preaching religion is left to force their opinions on people all day.
And then ask for money.
Yeah, I tell you, when my mom, the last time we went to church, I don't remember this, because I was only a kid, my mom was going, and they'd always used to send around a little collection thing to put money in. So my mom and dad used to give me like 10 pence so I could put it in. And the priest one day got up to the front after the collection, looked in the collection box, and threw it all down the aisles because there wasn't enough money in there. What does that tell you? I mean, that's not right. That's,
well, it is about money. Money really does make
I know,
the world
but,
go around. But he's
know,
not supposed to do
I mean,
that. But you know, yeah.
So that's the last time we went, because it's like, right, see you later.
Well, I know that in the United States that tax issues could be resolved by taxing churches. And that's all I'm going to say about that. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to take a caller from 443. And after that, we're going to talk about another cryptozoologist.
Another cryptozoologist? Who is he? What's his name?
His name is Stan the Man. We're going to talk about another cryptozoologer.
Who's he?
We're going to talk about another cryptozoologist. We're going to talk about another creature. So pick a creature.
Cryptozoology, not.
I know. I'm just playing around. We're going to take the caller at 443 when we come back. But in the meantime, if anybody wants to talk to us, we are Broken Earth Radio Show, 347-215-8421. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to take a call. And then we're going to read your story that you have over there.
And then we're going to do some other stuff.
Let's make it fun. We'll be right back. We're back. That was the music from Sunshine with one of my favorite actors.
Chris Evans. Yeah.
I was actually thinking of Cillian Murphy, but...
Before we move on, actually, I was going to say, you know, while you see these videos on YouTube of somebody getting arrested and they're giving the speech, you know what, I have my, you know, freedom of speech, you know, I have that rights as a citizen to give a powerful speech. Well, I saw one where there was this Ron Paul supporter and he was drunk and the police arrested him and all he was saying was, Constitution, Constitution.
And that's all he could think
of. That's all he could manage.
That's actually that's so sad.
I know.
It's really sad. Oh my goodness. Well, okay. We're gonna take this caller. Excuse me. I just drank a big old swig of water.
Beer.
Water. I'm not drinking beer. 443, this is Nunu and Bill. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? I was listening to what you were talking about with the different current events that are going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know. The only thing, because I've been probably watching just the same amount of BS garbage that's on the news all the time recently as YouTube. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. The only thing I could say through, like... knowing like who's around and who has things to say. I think that Jesse Ventura, he's saying in like 2016 he wants to run.
Right.
Right. Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, but he's saying that only if the people like help him with the campaign and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning like he's not going to do any pay for anything. So. I don't know. The only thing I could say is just watching what's going on and who says this, who says that, that he's the only chance that we have as in people have a chance of, like, reelecting a normal person that, like, knows military and all that.
He does say some pretty crazy stuff, though. He does say some pretty crazy stuff, though. I was looking at his blog last week, and he does have some great things that he does say that are pretty on point, and he also has some other stuff that he says that's pretty crazy. But I'm going to tell you, one of the things that I want a lot of people to understand is that, and I know everybody gets this, and I'm not trying to be profound when I make this statement, but a lot of the people that are here in the United States, because that's where I am right now, have always dealt with crap. And so it's just another crappy day to us. And there are some people that are getting upset now, but the thing is, nobody's winning. Everybody's just now getting their big, giant plate of crap. So, and I hate to say that because I'm not a negative person, but that's just what's really happening. But, you know, but if Jesse Ventura comes up with some stuff that doesn't sound too nuts, and I wish that I could remember, because I have this thing that I just delete if it sounds nuts, and I couldn't look too far. I was reading a bunch of stuff in his blogs, but he did have some stuff that was going back to like maybe 2000 or 1999 or something that he was saying that just was off the wall. So I had to just say, okay,
well,
never
mind. The
problem
is sometimes the truth does sound nuts, and a lot of people switch off when they hear it. But I think the best thing is to absorb it and make of it what you will.
Right. But he does say a lot of things that really are on point. He really does.
Yeah, I think he does have some... whenever he's in an interview, he always fights to, you know, put his opinion across when the other person's being ignorant and just say, no, no, no. Well, they haven't looked at the evidence, you know?
Right. Well, but, sweetheart, caller, I'm sorry. We just started talking and we just left you hanging. I'm so sorry about that. Go on, because it's your floor. Go on.
No, that's all I wanted to bring up to y'all, because I know that you were like, it sounded like you were saying something like being frustrated about all the garbage.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point, actually, to be honest with you. I forgot about Jesse Ventura for the moment. Now, he would be a good candidate, to be honest with you. I don't think a lot of people would be able to argue with him with his big booming voice as well.
Yeah,
not with their
mean.
Body. The body's voice.
That people should start trying to focus on that more or less, the future, on, you know, at least what last chance we have, if anything.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Thanks for taking my call.
Well,
thanks,
thank you for listening,
that.
Sweetheart. Thank you for listening very much. Thank you.
I do enjoy watching Jesse Ventura. I've watched a lot of it, but some of Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory is enjoyable to watch. He actually got a recording of a JFK deathbed confession from the son of somebody who was... Anyway, check that out.
Wow. Well, why don't you tell us what it was?
Well, because I don't want to mess the details up. It's worth people go out there and, you know...
It's like you just bring us to the point of excitement and then you make us go look at it ourselves.
Yeah, damn right. Well, the thing is, it's just word of mouth, but people go and check it out themselves and hear the recording. You know what I mean?
I'll write that down as if you're going to let me forget about it. But it's basically...
Jesse Ventura, conspiracy theory, JFK, deathbed, confession.
JFK, deathbed, confesh.
Sure.
What confesh? Well, why don't you tell us, you know, read us your thing.
I thought you were going to bring up some cryptozoologists. Or did you want to do that in a bit or something?
I didn't actually want to talk about any cryptozoologists. I wanted to talk about cryptozoology.
Well, I can read... Well, all right, let's go on to reality glitches.
Okay, let's do that.
Let me read this out. Remember, I read it a couple of years ago. I've not had a chance to read through it again, so I'll just read it out. It might be a bit padded out, but here we go.
Okay.
This is on a website called intoworlds.net. In number two, worlds.net. Right, let me start from here. So what constitutes as a glitch in the matrix? A glitch is what it sounds like, where something does what it shouldn't be able to do. When you see something behave in such a way that it shouldn't technically be possible according to the known laws of physics. When the impossible is happening right before your eyes, when reality jumps and you have missing time in between, when things appear or disappear out of nowhere, when you should be dead but you are still alive. What I've learned is that whatever we've been taught about reality isn't accurate. Things are not what they seem to be. Reality isn't what they're telling us it is. The scientists don't know as much as they believe they do about what's going on here. Sounds about right. But they cling to their scientific laws and truths anyway, maybe because it's comforting, or it's truly all they have ever seen. But if you look around your own life, review your own history, I'm sure you can come up with a few examples of moments that defied science, where things happened that shouldn't have been possible. Following are three good examples of my own experiences that I can think of to illustrate a glitch in the matrix moment. Now, I can't see the name of the person on here who's put these down. I'll see if I can have a look in a bit. November the 1st, 2001. I was en route to moving to Portland, Oregon, from Oregon County, California. Sorry. Making up places here. Let me start again. I was en route to moving to Portland, Oregon, from Orange County, California.
Okay.
Having checked out my motel room in Bakersfield, California, near noon, I drove down the street to get to the 5 freeway north on ramp. I found it, no problem. But then saw a Carl's Jr. hamburger place. Food! So I sidetracked over. So I tracked over to Carl's drive-thru first to get lunch before hitting the road. 10 minutes later, I'm exiting the drive-thru, back on the road to get to the on-ramp. Got my hamburger, my Coke, my cat on my lap. Life is good. I get to where the on-ramp is, and now it's closed. It's blocked with orange road safety cones and a sign that reads, on-ramp closed, and to top it all off, it was now freshly paved. I just sat there in my car in the middle of the road, mouth open, stunned. It made no sense. This was the same on-ramp from only 10 minutes before. There was no construction workers to indicate where all this suddenly came from. There were no people around in general who could have even done this. And the icing on the whole deal was when I looked up to the top of the on-ramp, I saw a police car just sitting there on the shoulder of the road, like a guard, you could say. Confused, I drove off down the road, thinking there must be another on-ramp to use. Nope, there was only the 5 freeway south on-ramp that it was. Nope, that was it. I drove back to the northbound on-ramp and sat there in my car in the middle of the road, frowning intensely, experiencing what was at that point the most confusion and disbelief I'd ever felt for anything. This whole thing wasn't right. It couldn't be real. I frowned at the freshly paved on-ramp, with nobody else around and the cop at the top. What to do? What to do? Whatever this was, it was almost a perfect guarantee to ensure that I wouldn't use the ramp, because who in their right mind would drive the treasured car over wet asphalt with a flipping cop sitting right there? Nobody. It's not real, I decided. It can't be. This is just so ridiculous and over the top. There's no way it can be real. And I took my foot off the brake, drove around the orange cone over what's supposed to be fresh, wet asphalt, up the ramp, past the cop, and onto the 5 North. Nothing happened. I didn't feel anything weird going on with my car driving through wet asphalt. My heart was racing as I checked my rear view, expecting the cop strobes to be going. Nothing. The cop just sat there. My heart rate slowed as the cop car grew smaller and smaller in my rear view. Still frowning, I slowly began to eat my hamburger and recover from the incident. All I could do, like most things, was put it aside, move forward, not obsess over it. Answers would come, I was sure, eventually. In retrospect, I realized that now, of course, I could have gotten on the 5 South and turned around and blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, are we missing something important?
No, it was just saying, actually, you know what? I could have done this. I could have thinking about
okay.
it. Could have, you know, but
okay.
He's just saying, oh, I could have gone down this road. There was no damage to my car, and the cop didn't come after me because there was no wet pavement, and there was no cop, in my opinion.
So his opinion. So basically, he just did what he had to do.
Yeah, it sounds weird, though. I mean, space of 10 minutes for that equipment to turn up, maintenance work. Is that a glitch?
Or just somebody who was lost?
I don't know, because it sounded like he... Well, I don't know.
I mean, honestly, it sounds like he actually literally did the work to get to find the way out and just realized that...
There isn't, obviously. He said there was 3, but let me just catch my breath and I'll read the other one out. Sure.
Okay. Well, let's take a little spiritual break. We've had a lot of conversation today that's been not as spiritual as we usually are. So let's take a little spiritual break and we're going to come back. And if anyone wants to give us a call, call us at 347-215-8421. We're here to talk about this stuff. We're here to talk about, you know, readings. If you have any question that is something that is of spiritual nature, just give us a call. We're Broken Earth Radio Show. Remember also to like us on Facebook. When we get 250 licks, we're going to be doing a drawing for a 30-minute free reading. So that's something that would be great and helpful for somebody out there. Again, the number is 347-215-8421.
Hello, my name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of Enlightened Down Home Conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
The morning light.
What an awesome, relaxing tune. Who could that be? The voice sounded familiar.
Yes.
The sun spreads the light.
Yes, it was.
The sun rises on a new day. Anyway. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. And everyone out there, too. Thanks for coming back. So, hold on, I'm going to turn this volume up a little bit. You know, one of the critters that I was looking at was, hold on, I want to find the name of it. It was
wasn't Chupacabra, no?
No, I was looking at that too, but I don't. I mean, that's just something that everybody kind of talks about. I kind of wanted to talk about one that's not
quite as well known.
Yeah, and
right.
You know, because it's something that I just kind of learned about, you know, just so that we could talk about cryptozoology. Hold on just a moment. I want to get my my little thingy up. It is it's an octopus, but I'm trying to remember the exact name of it.
Squid.
No. It was hold on just a moment. I'm really sorry about this, guys.
Entertain the audience.
Yeah, please do.
In the misty moonlight, by the flickering firelight.
Sorry about that, everybody. I remember now. It's the Oklahoma octopus. For some reason, I was like, Texas? What city in Texas is it? What starts with an O? But it's the
Everton's
Oklahoma. It's not even Texas at all. It's Oklahoma. The Oklahoma octopus. And so basically, it's an octopus that's supposed to be in some lake. And it ate some people.
Is it creeping in your houses, snatching your people up?
Trying to,
How big is the lake? What does it say?
About as big as your ego.
So it's a puddle then, yeah?
No, it's, I don't know how big the lake is. What do you think, I'm a genius? No. It was like a pretty normal sized lake. It was like a lake for, housing division. Like, you know what I mean? A place where people live.
Was it supposed to be a giant octopus?
It's supposed to be a giant octopus because it ate three people and then
one go. Or over a period of time.
In a day it ate three people and then it like abused some of the other people and they had
verbally or
quit it, you're making me laugh. I'm already kind of brain farting today. But it like abused people and, hurt their legs and made them cry.
I presume obviously when they were swimming it wasn't trying to grab them off land or anything though.
No, they were swimming and then whenever people were trying to, like they ended up being caught up on this, one of those little places where, like in the middle of the lake where people can kind of, gather and, not an island because it was actually made out of wood. But, so some of them were up on there and when they were trying to figure out if they could swim across to, go home or whatever, it was getting the people that were trying to do that.
Sounds like it'll make a good movie.
Maybe it was a movie. Was that a movie I watched? I'm just kidding. But
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. 20,000 Leagues? 30,000?
It's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. They were not very deep in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. They were not very deep at all. Leagues are actually how far off from the shore they are. And they were just under the sea. Yeah, they weren't deep at all. I think they were maybe, 9 feet deep? Something like that. But they were just far away from shore.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they were deeper than 9 feet.
Well,
I can't remember. I really can't remember. But I just know that it was, like, ridiculously not deep.
I know there's giant squids. Giant squids have been caught on camera. That's pretty cool. Now, the octopus, you see, I presume they can only live in salt water.
Right, and they were in a lake. It was in a lake.
Which would be fresh water?
Well, some lakes are...
Well, I suppose it depends, really, doesn't it? I mean, some might run off the mountains into the lake, or...
Well, if it's a lake that actually has access to the sea, it's going to be both.
Yeah, it's
going to
be...
Because sharks can get in lakes, too.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, the Loch Ness Monster would be salt water as well. Because I believe there is a way to get through to the sea, but whether it's big enough for a plesiosaurus, I don't know. Plesiosaurus?
A plesiosaurus.
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
a blind deer?
I have no idea.
You see my frowny face?
Yeah. What'd you call a fish with no eyes?
What?
A fish. Anyway, should we continue?
Yes.
Do you want to take a call? Do you want to call us?
Well, people are just, you know, people have been hanging up.
They've
been calling
my
and
jokes
hanging
up. Well,
well, there's been some people that have been calling and hanging up and calling and hanging up. They may be, like, you know, sometimes people are waiting in line to pick their kids up at school and they're not really supposed to be on the phone. So, I mean, I've heard all kinds of reasons why people, I'm sorry I was calling and hanging up, you know, so, but they'll call back.
I tell you what, then. I mean, I can talk a bit more about these life glitches on this website, and I've got something to talk about the crop circles, if we get time. This is the second one. Like I said, I can't remember if this is any good. You'll have to bear with me. It might be an anti-climax story, but it might be pretty good. I think I did skim read it. It sounds all right. You ready? This was about 1999 or so, back when I didn't blog things. And I commuted from Rancho Santa Margarita, California, to Irvine. What? Are you laughing?
Is that really what it says, or you're just saying that?
No, that's what it says.
Okay.
Well, it
okay. All right.
To my job as a receptionist at the Newport Gateway Towers in Macarthur. I took the 241 toll road, exiting at Jeffrey Road, which eventually turned into University Drive. And it's at this exact point in the road when Jeffrey makes a right-hand curve, becoming University. That, I began to experience my daily morning glitch in the Matrix. Skip that out. At that point in the road, where it makes a sweeping curve, I began noticing that these would be what? Oh, I began noticing that would be an old man on the right shoulder of the road riding this three-wheeled bike, the kind where you sit low to the ground with your legs outstretched, the pedals positioned in front of you. It just puts in some unusual stuff, like, yeah, but he goes off story. Are the pedals positioned in front of you versus below you, as with a standard two-wheeled bike? There he was one sunny morning shortly before 8 a.m. as I hit the portion of the road with the early sun coming up over the apartments and shopping plazas that lined University Drive. And there he was again the next day in the same exact spot on the curve of the road, pedaling along. And the next day in the same exact spot, and the next, and the next, and the next. No matter what random time I hit that part of the curve of the road, it could be, say, 7:48 a.m., 7:55, 7:37, 7:43, it didn't matter. He was always there in the exact same spot pedaling that three-wheel bike, never any further ahead or behind in the road, which is completely impossible. Eventually, even I had to notice this after a bit, and it was pretty oblivious and asleep at the wheel at the time. It did weird me out, no doubt. I'd get a look like on my face every time. It did one of those. Anyway. I'd see him there like, what the hell? I don't remember. Well, this is kind of like going
on and on.
It wasn't such a great story.
But it is interesting because she every day she would see this guy in the same place no matter what time, which makes you wonder if he wasn't just riding up and down the road
He could have been waiting. Well, that's it. He could have been like just, I mean, maybe the bike didn't go in there. Maybe he was just pedaling and it didn't move. It was an exercise bike. That's what it was.
Oh, my gosh. It's a stationary bike. Really, lady?
Yeah. Hold on a minute. Let's see. You entertain the audience for a minute. Let me just read this.
Everybody, if you want to give us a call at 347-215-8421. Today's topic is just, you know, earth knowledge that's forbidden to us, things that we're really not supposed to know, but everybody does. Cryptozoology. Animals are creatures that are not scientifically documented.
The thylacine was extinct now, actually. I guess that doesn't come under cryptozoology. Or the Tasmanian devil? Because there's actually some footage of the thylacine in a cage. But I guess that's just under extinct creatures along with dodos.
I thought that the Tasmanian devil was still real.
Maybe I'm getting mixed up. Because I thought the thylacine, another name for it, was Tasmanian devil. I don't know.
How do you spell it? Maybe I got my facts wrong.
What?
How do you spell thylacine?
T-H-Y-L-A-C something. Let Google figure the rest out for you.
Did you say T like Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying P. Oh, a thylacine.
Yeah.
Okay. A thylacine is... It says...
Tasmanian Devil, right?
Tasmanian Devil. I thought they still...
You've been watching Looney Tunes?
He doesn't even look like that on Looney Tunes.
I know. Well, what I'll do then, I'll read out this one because I think it's a bit more interesting. And then we can move on to something else, take a caller or take a break. In the early part of 2000, probably March or April or so, not really sure because at the time I wasn't right.
Okay.
But back in the early 2000, I was riding passenger in a car driven by my brother. We were heading south on the 5 freeway from L.A., back from Orange County where we lived at the time. We got to where the junction of the 91 freeway was, on the left side of the road. Because of the construction work, there was a concrete barrier separating the on-ramp of the 91 from the rest of the 5. My brother had been spacing out at the wheel, and by the time he noticed that the road forked and that there was the end of a construction barrier pointing right in front of the car, which, by the way, was going over 70 miles an hour, it was too late. Or was it? I'm still here writing this. So what happened? The concrete barrier was several feet in front of the car. It was happening so fast, I didn't even have enough time to emotionally react and have an adrenaline rush. But I remember my eyes focusing on the pointed barrier straight in front of the hood, and then my eyes getting wide with surprise. It was so close, I can still see it in my mind right there. And then, next thing we know, the car slid sideways back onto the 5 freeway, and that was that. We were traveling south again on the 5, smooth and effortlessly, as if nothing had happened. It was a technically impossible feat, being that the barrier was right there in front of the car. There was no time to jerk the car over, and even if my brother had tried to do that, we would have flipped, being that we were going at least 70 miles an hour. It would have been a hell of a job gaining control over the car, especially a 1980s model Nissan Sentra, which is high off the ground and not a lowered road hugger. I sat there, too stunned to say anything. It all happened so fast, I still hadn't comprehended what just happened, or almost happened. Then it began sinking in, and I glanced bug-eyed over to my brother, who looked back at me equally as bug-eyed. Neither of us said a word. Not then, nor for the entire ride home, or for several months after that fact. We just didn't talk about it. 7 months later, I brought up the subject, finally, and his reaction was the same as mine. Something bizarre had indeed happened, but who was responsible and how it all worked was beyond us. He didn't want to talk about it, and we dropped the subject.
Huh.
So, sounds like there was some sort of reset in time.
Mm-hmm. It does,
they weren't supposed to die or get seriously injured because it would have messed up greater, you know, events in the future. Would have put it out of sync. Guardian angel, you know.
Right. Huh. Well, somebody is in the room.
Who is it? Who's in the room?
A woman named Lillian. That she was interested in talking about fairy forts.
Oh.
Well, or, you know, or fairy mounds.
Wasn't there something recently? Like, is that the ones where they're like a couple of meters across which started appearing?
Yeah, they're pretty big. They're pretty big, and they're in Ireland.
And there's no explanation for... Well, see, if someone asked me about fairy mounds, I'd say, well, there'd be like a
tiny mound.
Well, yeah, but not only that. Maybe a circle of mushrooms is what I used to remember it when I was younger. Or there's areas of land, like grass fields or somewhere where there's like perfect circles where no vegetation grows. So, what are they called? I don't know. She's asking you anyway. That's a probably good idea because I'm rambling on.
Well, I mean, you know, from, like, of course, I'm probably going to know a more horrible version of things.
Well, the demonic version. Used to sacrifice goats in the middle.
Well, it's not necessarily that they were sacrificing goats, but how can I put this? You know, if anybody tried to cut it down, they were supposed to be punished with death. And there was also a point where every now and again, like, they were supposed to steal kids or steal females to help them reproduce fairies or something. I mean, there's all kinds of frightening stories about them. But, you know, and they're also supposed to be about, like, you know, they help reproduce and they help bring people back to life. I mean, there's all kinds of stories. There's all kinds of lore about it. But I guess I probably need to do some, like, real research and not just, you know, be thinking about the things that I remember hearing, you know, or whatever over the years. But they are... suppose these forts are supposed to be entrances into the fairy world, or just, you know, the you know, nether world. I mean, you know, it's a gateway to hell.
Wow. See, like I said, I don't know a lot about the fairy mounds. I just remember walking through. Recently, I heard about these areas where there's like no vegetation growing, in these circular areas, and there's no explanation for it. But the only time I've really thought about it, when I was younger, when I used to be going through the woods with my sister, and there'd be like a circle of mushrooms and stuff. And
right.
I can't remember the exact word we used for it, but there is, you know, people have reported sightings of fairies. And it's actually on the About website, about.com, paranormal stories. People have mentioned them there. And there's actually an awesome video on YouTube, fairy, something like fairy caught on CCTV or camera. I see a lot of them, you can tell, are just insects close up, and the infrared's just reflecting off them. But there is one out there where it actually looks like a proper fairy because it's got like a proper body to it with wings, and it's flying around. It's really interesting, and I'd really like to believe that it was a real fairy because it's what, you know, fairy tales are made of. And but the other thing is with the sighting of people, you know, saying they've seen fairies, it could be other entities showing them in a form where
they
it's going to be
understand.
Comfortable to you to
right.
understand, and it's not going to be frightening for you, you know. So
that's what we know now, but we'll do some more research on it.
Fairy mounds could be where they bury all the fairies.
Yeah, they just have them layered. Like a lasagna, a fairy lasagna.
Yeah, plenty of fairy cheese.
Lots of fairy cheese and fairy sauce.
That tastes very good.
I know that you don't watch this, and whenever I've been with you, I've had to watch it on I've had to watch it by myself, but True Blood, and they have like fairy blood, and I'm trying to think about a way to make fairy blood a drink, and they have like different kinds of vodkas out there. I was thinking of like cotton candy vodka, something that may have a little bit of saltiness to it as well, maybe something to make it pink or red like blood. I think that sounds good. If anybody has an idea for a fairy blood recipe,
Something glittery. What's that glittery? You can get glittery alcohol, can't you? I mean, not necessarily Grosslager or something, but there is stuff with like glitteriness.
Glitter to it to make it more enchanting looking. And maybe something like something to make it pink, not necessarily red. And
well,
then,
I suppose you could have like some sort of a milk, because I suppose you could put some grenadine. Grenadine is
get
like red.
Grenadine.
I suppose if you could like, that might turn it pinky. Because I've had like a few shots in the past, like brain damage and a squashed frog, which are both pretty awesome.
You know, how about sugar and salt? Like sugar and salt crystals, like mixed together around the rim.
Right.
That would be good.
Some
to
butterfly
the salt.
Wings stuck on the side. Now, what's next?
What's next is, let's take a quick break. Let's take a break for a few minutes and come back. And if somebody's calling, we'll talk to them.
If not, I've got, like I said, I've got some, we're going to talk about crop circles. If we get you.
Right. Okay. All right. And everybody, just remember, we are Broken Earth Radio Show. If you want to give us a call, number's 347-215-8421.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
This is Nunu, and we're back. The first song we were listening to was actually a song by a friend of mine named Jimmy Bryant. It's called Rebecca. And the second song, the longer one, is Legends of the Fall theme from the movie Legends of the Fall. And actually, I was watching that movie with my friend Kirsten. We watched that movie years ago together. And I had to call out from work for 2 days straight. That movie messed me up so badly. When I saw that movie, I was an emotional wreck. You there?
Yeah. There's a woodlouse in the studio. Do you have woodlice? I mean, it sounds like it's a strange question, but...
I don't know if I should answer that seriously or sarcastically.
I mean, you know what I mean? Some people have different names for them, but you know what I'm referring to? I quite like them. I always liked when I was younger, but I was quite pleased to see one here because I haven't seen one for ages. I seem to be getting, like, a menagerie of insects, like, storing themselves for the winter. I've had a ladybird in a cupboard here for about 3 months now, storing its nuts for the winter.
Are you serious?
What? Not about the nuts, but there's a ladybird, like, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Well, when I hear woodlouse, I imagine little tiny specks. But what is it? What is a woodlouse over there?
It's about half an inch long, and it can, some of them curl themselves into a ball. They've got like an armored plaintive kind of back to them.
Oh, roly-poly.
It's a cake.
It's a roly-poly.
Roly-poly is cake.
It's a roly-poly. Yeah, they're cute. I know what you mean, roly-poly. The only thing I ever saw there...
Is that a scientific name?
Yes, the only thing I ever saw there was you freaking out because a bee was in the bathroom.
Bee? A bee? Bees? There's like swarms of them. They were making a nest in the vents. And there was like a load of them coming through.
And also, you were freaking out because there were spiders in the bathroom.
I wasn't freaking out. I don't mind spiders. I kept them there. You were the one that was freaking out.
I didn't. I was freaking out because they existed, but I didn't actually see them.
I tell you what I do remember, though, is one crawling over you and you punching me in the face.
And also, millipedes.
There wasn't any. I didn't see a millipede here.
There was a millipede.
A human millipede.
A little millipede.
Where?
It was in the bedroom.
Was it?
Yeah.
Right.
But, and I did not punch you in the face.
Yeah, it did. In the middle of the night. And then you laughed when you were saying sorry.
You're making that up. You're making things up all the time.
That is actually a fact right there.
I know it is. Okay. And all these cryptozoologists. What would you call the creatures of cryptozoology?
By their names? Mothman?
But as like a group, cryptozoologists?
Cryptoids?
Cryptozoologoids? Anyway. Okay, we have 13 minutes left. And I need the last 4 minutes to myself. So what are we going to talk about for 9 minutes?
Well, I could bring up crop circles.
Okay.
Well, crop circles, 9 minutes. Well, there are people out there who do make crop circles. I've seen an interview with somebody who does make them. He says that he admits making them, does it in the night with planks of wood, but he does admit sometimes he doesn't know where the images come from that he creates. A couple of the most interesting, there's a lot of them out there that are just so geometrically, mathematically impossible to create overnight in the dark without leaving any footprints around. I mean, some of them, it's impossible for somebody to make them. It was actually David Boyle said he'd actually give £5,000 to somebody who could recreate one overnight. Actually, a specific one, which I'm going to tell you about now.
Okay.
He offered to give £5,000 to somebody who recreated it overnight. Team of people, equipment that could fit in no more than two cars. This is one that is actually in 2002. I mean, I didn't realize it was that long ago, you know. 400 feet long, which shows the face of a grey alien with, like, a disc next to it, which is actually a binary code message because it's got, like blocks missing and, you know, like... You know what I mean? Anyway.
Yeah, it's a talent.
But where was this? This was in Hampshire. And someone decoded the binary message in the circle, and it reads as follows.
Okay.
Beware the bearers of false gifts and their broken promises. Much pain, but still time. Believe there is good out there. We oppose deception. And it's pretty amazing, actually. If you look that up, I don't know where you'd put in, really. Crop Circle, 2002, Hampshire.
Read to me again the quote that was in binary.
Beware the bearers of false gifts and their broken promises. Much pain, but still time. Believe there is good out there. We oppose deception.
Beware the bearers of false gifts and
broken promises. Much pain. I think there's a word. I think the crop was damaged at some point, you see, in part of it. So it's much pain, but still time. Believe there is good out there. We oppose deception. Is there anything you're going to add before I move on to the next crop circle?
No, I just really like that.
But the fact that it's 400 feet long and it appeared overnight in a field in such detail, and, you know, it's, you know, it looks good. Check that out. The other one is, in 1974, there was a message transmitted into space from a telescope in Puerto Rico, which is like a binary code message as well. And it's like, imagine a bookmark, kind of like, this is how it would have been decoded, like a bookmark with, like, pixels to show a little pixel man, like a human being, and the makeup of our bodies, what our DNA is like, which planet we're from, just in messages that can be easily decoded by somebody, just like little pictures, or it shows you the population. This was in 1974. Well, in 2001, we actually got a reply in a crop circle from somewhere in the same format. And it shows you the detail. So rather than it showing a little human person, it's like a grey alien with like a big head. And the information, I've got some of the translated information from the message,
mm-hmm.
How they're built up. And they're silicon-based life forms rather than hydrogen. They have an average height of 3'4". It shows you the solar system. the population that they had in 2012 was 12,742,000,000. I hate scooters, you know. Did you hear that going past? Scooters just sound like they don't want to be outside. 12,742,000,000. Sorry, I got it right the first time. Let's call it 13 billion.
Okay.
That's what they reckon. That's what their population has come back as, and it shows you other information on there as well. But if you look that up, see, I don't know how to pronounce this. You see,
Well, spell it.
Arecibo. Arecibo.
Arecibo.
Arecibo, yeah, is what he's in.
Where is it, in California?
Close, Puerto Rico.
Oh, it's not anywhere near that, but it's still Spanish.
Well, you see, if you look up the Arecibo telescope message, then you should be able to find the information we sent out. But if you put in reply, then you'll see the crop circle and the information laid out. It's allegedly come from another type of being, which looks like the typical alien grey, which is interesting. Should be fake, but it's certainly interesting nonetheless. You've got to make your own mind up. There's a lot of awesome crop circles out there. They look, you know, beautiful.
They're just
looking.
Talented, period. It's a talent. I don't care who's doing them. It's still amazing.
But some of them remind me of, have you ever seen somebody put like a board with some sand on over the top of a speaker, and they've put different frequencies through it, and it changes shape and that? That's what some crop circles remind me of, and I think some of them are done in a similar way, probably using the Earth's gravity. But a lot of crop circles, more of the man-made ones, are flattened down to the bottom, but ones that are more likely to be of alien origin are the ones which aren't broken all the way down. You know, that like a certain amount, I don't know, 6 inches off the ground, maybe 4 inches, so they're not flattened all the way down, which would be difficult to recreate with a plank of wood, some people, without leaving any footprints, but there are some out there which are created by humans, but some of them just to me seem impossible to be recreated overnight, or be created overnight, you know?
Right.
So, there you go. Mystery. Maybe one day we'll find out.
By the time we find out, you wouldn't care anymore.
What?
Oh, I'm just saying that by the time everybody gets all the information they need, they're just going to be like, oh, I'm ready to do something different, something more amazing, you know?
Well, I don't know about that.
Believe me.
What, you mean if you need to explain yourself a bit more, I'm a bit confused.
I'm just talking about, like, by the time we get all of our knowledge that we need for whatever it is we needed here, we're going to be ready to pass on to something else.
Well, that's gaining knowledge, isn't it? We're always looking to gain more knowledge. Well, not everybody is, you know, but I'm always looking to find new knowledge. So, and I don't believe... we don't even know everything about this Earth. And we're still trying to find out about... I don't think we should... Well, see, I thought about this in the past. I mean, maybe we should concentrate on this Earth and find out everything about this Earth before we go investigating space.
Right.
Some people have said, well, you know, looking at other planets helps us understand our planet a bit better. I don't know. But,
well,
you know.
Regardless, you know, it's... some people just, you know, don't want to deal with what's here. They want to deal with what's out there or what's inside. Places, you know what I mean. It's just whatever makes somebody, makes their brain, you know, sit up and click up. But you know what? The show's almost over. And I want to play the Desiderata that I recorded. I redid it.
All right.
Yeah, so I want to play it. But everybody, please remember, we'll be back next Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. UK. Our advertiser, Power of You, practicalmagic@gmail.com for all your spell needs. And add us to Facebook. See you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirits. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.